Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. We just completed chapter 4, so I'd like to read the summary of chapter 4. Transcendental knowledge about Krishna. Well, the chapter is Transcendental Knowledge. So Transcendental Knowledge about Krishna is text 1 through 10. Transcendental knowledge about Krishna, received by disciplic succession, reveals the truth about Krishna's form, his birth, and his activities. One who knows these truths and thus takes shelter of Krishna becomes purified and attains Krishna. Section B, applying transcendental knowledge. These are texts 11 through 15. Although Krishna sanctions the awarding of the fruit of everyone's work, Krishna himself is neutral and awards those fruits according to the living entity's desires and his karma. One who understands Krishna in this way remains free from material bondage. Section C of chapter 4. Understanding karma on the platform of jnana. This is text 16. Through 24. By applying transcendental knowledge, one can perform detached actions in Krishna's service. These actions are akarma, actions without reactions, and are on the platform, the absolute platform. Thus, Krishna explains how karma can be seen as jnana, knowledge. Section D. This is text 25 through 33. Sacrifices lead to transcendental knowledge. The fruit of all kinds of Vedic sacrifices is transcendental knowledge, which leads to liberation and ultimately to pure devotional service. And the final section in chapter 4, the conclusion, and this is text 34 through 42. Because acting upon the transcendental knowledge received through the disciplic succession destroys the sinful reactions to all work, one should do his duty fixed in transcendental knowledge. Now here's the connection between chapters 4 and 5. In explaining transcendental knowledge to Arjuna, Krishna has glorified jnana in text 16 through 18 and spoken of action and inaction in action. But in text 42, Krishna again ordered Arjuna to fight. Therefore, chapter 5 opens. Chapter 5 opens with a question by Arjuna, which is similar to the one Arjuna asked at the beginning of chapter 3. Quote, Arjuna asks, which is better? Work or renunciation of work. Krishna will answer Arjuna's question and will explain the process of achieving liberation through karma yoga in greater depth than he did in chapter 3. Okay, now we shall begin reading chapter 5. Chapter 5. Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Comment right at the beginning. Arjuna is still confused, though he has heard transcendental knowledge from Krishna. In text 16 through 18 of the fourth chapter, Krishna glorified jnana and spoke of action in act. This is what we read before, and spoke of action in inaction and inaction in action. In text 41, Krishna glorified both jnana and renunciation. Then in text 42, he again ordered Arjuna to fight. Therefore, chapter 5 opens with a question similar to the one Arjuna asked at the beginning of chapter 3, which is better, work or renunciation of work? 1. Arjuna asks. Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all, you ask me to renounce work, and then you recommend working with devotion. Now will you kindly tell me definitely Which of the two is more beneficial? Comment. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, quote, in the fourth chapter, the Lord told Arjuna that all kinds of sacrificial work culminate in knowledge. However, at the end of the fourth chapter, the Lord advised Arjuna to wake up and fight, being situated in perfect knowledge. Therefore, by simultaneously stressing the importance of both work and devotion and inaction in knowledge, Krishna has perplexed Arjuna and confused his determination. Arjuna understands that renunciation in knowledge involves cessation of all kinds of work performed as sense activities. But if one performs work in devotional service, then how is work stopped? In other words, he thinks that sannyas, or renunciation in knowledge, should be altogether free from all kinds of activity, because work and renunciation appear to him to be incompatible. He appears not to have understood that work in full knowledge is non-reactive and is therefore the same as inaction. He inquires, therefore, whether he should cease work altogether or work in full knowledge. Comment continues. It is Krishna's plan that Arjuna remain confused, because their dialogue is actually taking place for our benefit, not Arjuna's. Arjuna's perplexity gives Krishna the chance to stress further that work and renunciation are not opposed to each other. Rather, one must learn to work in a renounced spirit. Arjuna thinks that jnan implies the renunciation of work, and that knowledge and work, like light and darkness, are contradictory. Krishna emphasizes, however, that one in knowledge should also work. And Krishna willing, very soon, we shall hear the beginning of Krishna's reply to Arjuna's question. Hare Krishna.